World famous Phil Henry show here at the El Pacifico in Southern California. Bud Dickman has arrived with this tape. It's you talking to Dr. Elcott.
Yes, I got this tape as a candid conversation at the Blue Moon Motel.
What does that mean, the Blue Moon Motel?
We recorded it because I said, if you want me to tell your story. And he said, well, he wasn't sure, but I said, well, we've got to meet at the Blue Moon Motel on account of that.
On account of what?
Because that's how these tapes are made. They're generally done at the...
They're generally done in motels?
In motels, yeah, in a back seat of a car.
Hey, Dickman, you know, you could have interviewed the guy here. Why didn't you bring him here?
Because I wanted to get some background first. I didn't want him just... I wanted to relax him and make sure he's, you know...
Is this a recording that he agreed to?
He agreed to do an interview. I was rolling the tape. I rolled this tape. He said, yeah.
He said, yeah, what, bud?
He said, yes, he would consent to me recording him, and I started recording.
So what is he aware he's being recorded here?
He says a lot of stuff here that I think you want to hear, but,
bud, you understand that I can get into legal trouble if this man determines that you recorded him without his consent.
He did. He said, yeah. I said, I want to record. He goes, okay.
Did he know that you'd started the recorder?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yes, you do what, man?
Bud, you understand that Phil could be... This is a crime. This is not just a lawsuit. It is a criminal problem.
I understand it. Okay, and I did. And he did say... And I said, I'm going to record you. And he goes, okay.
Something tells me, man, you didn't get his permission.
Yes, I did. He's very candid. I mean, he says a lot of stuff, and you think you want to hear it.
Like what?
I'm not going to tell you, man.
All right, let's listen here then, and...
Are you sure, Phil? Because Elcott can bring it, okay? He doesn't have any money, but I know Gloria does.
Bud, you're fired if he says that he did not have knowledge.
Yeah, he could say a lot of things. I'm telling you right now, why would he be at a Blue Moon Motel with me?
Well, he might have wanted a blowjob. I'm just kidding.
Okay, that's it.
I get it. That's not right, General. I'm sorry, bud. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Why would he have agreed to be the Blue Moon Motel?
I don't know about the Blue Moon Motel.
The Blue Moon Motel's over there on Main Street, Phil. It's near the plaza in Ventura.
That's nice. I wouldn't know it. I wouldn't know it if we drove right by it and there was a sign that said Blue Moon Motel. I still wouldn't know it.
Why?
I don't know. Probably I shouldn't even have said that.
Yeah, maybe I better go to a doctor and find out about your eyes and everything.
Yeah, okay, so anyway, we have this recording. This is Dr. Ed Elcott talking to Bud Dickman about why he got pitched out of Elcott the next step, or demoted, I should say, and I think he is, does he want to just quit the religion?
Yeah. God, man, spit it out.
I'm spitting it out. Is that what he's, that's his point of talking to you?
Yeah, he had some grievances, and he had grievances.
And he also had grievances.
Yeah.
Just play it.
Here is Dr. Ed Elcott with Bud Dickman at the Blue Moon Motel yesterday. What time?
God, you're laughing, Mr. Henry.
Of course I'm laughing. What time?
About 6:30.
Half past six in the morning or in the evening?
Oh, my God, in the evening. I'm sure in the morning. Yeah, we just got up. And Dr. Elcott got finished knocking one off with me. Are you kidding? God.
I didn't say that, Dickman. You did. Here it is, Dr. Ed Elcott and Bud Dickman at the Blue Moon Motel yesterday in this candid interview.
This is Bud Dickman recording Dr. Dr. Elman on the 27th January. So, Dr.
The name is Dr. Elcott, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, Dr. Elcott. This is going to be subjected to editing and approval by Mr. Henry.
Well, that's fine, because I'm going to be very candid. I hope that's...
Yeah.
Because I, at this particular point, having been, as you call it, demoted, and why, can I ask, why did they send you?
Because, well, I'm the one that goes out and I do these.
Well, I can tell you right now that this will be edited?
Yes.
Well, I can tell you right now that those motherfuckers, okay?
Yes, sir.
At Elcott, the next step, and most of them, you know, I have a stinking suspicion that a lot of those overlords, I wasn't one of them, I was only an overlord for a few months. I think they take it in the ass.
I mean, are you sure you're going to want to hear?
I want to be candid. I want to make sure that this is a subject to review. But so you're saying that they took it in the ass. No, what I'm saying essentially is that I think they all laid down for the overseer, and they laid down for the money.
But how does Elcott the Next Step make a money?
How does what?
How does Elcott the Next Step make the money?
Well, we do our external lecternals. The lecternals, we take donations. We also require, if you are a novitiate or an initiate, we require what we call a $50 blanketable fee. That is, you are blanketed with the warmth of Elcott. It's more of this same bullshit, you know.
So there's a lot of stuff that's bullshit.
It's a load of old shit. You know, we call the blanketable fee. What we're basically saying is, would you please bend over so I can stick my hand up there and see what's...
You're trying to get money, though.
Well, you know, please look the other way while I put my hand in your pocket, you know.
Are you saying that Elcott is dirt stealing?
I'm saying that Elcott the Next Step is as phony baloney.
Yeah, but you gave a lot of years to it.
I did give a lot of years to it, yes. You know, I mean, you gave a lot of years to a lot of things. Didn't you feel at the end of the road that you'd somehow been monkified? You know, what we call an Elcott the Next Step, you guys, we've been monkeyed up.
Did you feel you were monkeyed up by Elcott?
I was monkeyed up by these punks.
Take it again. You were what?
I was monkeyed up by these motherfuckers.
What about Gloria Grover?
What about her?
She's your wife.
Let me explain something to you and to all these other assholes that are listening right now.
You know, we'll edit that.
Gloria Grover was a good ride in bed and is a good woman, but she thinks she's something special. And she's telling me in the morning, we got out of bed, she goes, hey, you do this, you do that, do your fly up. And she'll demand things, you know, she demands sex.
She does.
Anytime, day or night. It'll be 2 a.m, she'll roll over and say, hey, you, get on top, let's go.
And you have to...
And I've got to, either I get it up, or my ass is out in the street. I'm sleeping out.
You're kidding.
No. If I do not perform sexually for Gloria Grover... I'm sleeping out on a sidewalk.
That's very hard to believe.
You look at Dickman. You don't have to believe anything I'm telling you.
You're out on a sidewalk.
If I am not able to satisfy Gloria Grover sexually, she'll have me sleeping out on a street. Not even the sidewalk. I'll be in the street.
Literally in the street.
Yes. She'll come out and she'll say, what are you doing on the sidewalk? And start kicking me until I roll over into the street.
We're talking to Dr. Ed Elcott here at Phil Henry Show. Bud Dickman.
Now, when did you meet, like, when did you become an Elcott?
You mean when I became a novitiate?
Yeah.
That would have been in the early part of 1989. I had completed what had been, as you probably know, a humiliating stay in Hollywood, doing adult films. I was doing solos. I was doing some shorts with this woman, Erica Dorton, who was, her stage name was Amber Facit.
I think you thought it was something else.
I don't remember. It's been so long ago. I blocked it out of my mind. I don't know what her name was.
Amber Facit was,
she might be an actress that works for Chris Norton, but to just get through the horrifying memory of it all. Yes, I did adult films. I met Erica Dorton. She went off and became the headmistress at some school. Boy. You know, there she is. She's riding high, and I'm sitting here, and I haven't got... I'm looking for cigarette butts in the alley.
Are you right? Do you have money?
Right now? No, I'm broke.
You are broke?
Yes, I am. Because I was living off of Gloria. She had the money was rolling, and she's an overlord of long standing, and so the money, that's like... That's Scientology money.
Really?
Yes. If you're an overlord at the level of Gloria Grover, that is Scientology money. It's big money.
And they make it how?
Oh, she just writes things down and gives them to people. She blesses people. I don't know how she makes her money, and I don't give a shit. What I'm trying to tell you is I want mine. So that if I leave Elcott the Next Step,
but you got demoted down to a doctor, but...
If I leave as a result of this demotion, I want mine. I want what's coming to me, Well, what do you think? I am entitled to a piece of all the Redeemery church fees across the country. And we have five Redeemeries. We have the one in Hawaii. We have the one in Big Sur, Ventura, Wampaw. We have the new Redeemery in San Diego, California, and the other in Houston, Texas.
Houston? I know you guys was down there.
Well, yes, we are. Houston's, that's big, big New Age money. Houston, there's a lot of money to be made down there. When you go down there, all you need are beads, a long robe that drags on the floor, a beard, take your clothes off and get into a pool of water, whatever, you know. And they down in Houston, they go, yeah, and they'll jump in the water with you.
I had no idea about that.
What did you say?
I said I had no idea. No.
You had no idea about it?
Yeah.
What is the one thing you regret? I regret these fucking guys telling me that I'd be overlord within 2 years. It took me 15 years from the time I expressed interest in becoming becoming one of these take it up the rear end.
Dr. Elkhart.
I'm sorry. It took me 15 years to agree to take it in the ass. There.
What are you saying?
Do you ask me how long it took to be to become an overlord?
Yeah.
Yeah, 15 years to decide, to finally decide, sure, yes, I'd like to take it in the ass. What do you think is funny about that?
I don't know. It's just the candor that you're available to.
What?
It's very candid. You've got a lot of candor.
Yes. I decided to be an overlord, and I became an overlord. And that was the day that I took it up the ass from every...
So you feel you've been cheated.
I feel I've been cheated out of 30 years of my life. And so I am saying this to the Overlord Council, to the Redeemery, the Ego Suck Drain, and all those participants in the Wampa School of the Eligible, which is our higher Overlord family arc. I am saying to them that I want what's coming to me, and that is all of profit, that is the percentage of lecternals down for the last 30 years, whether the lecternal was conducted by myself or not.
Right. Are you? Would you say you're the primary lecternal?
I'm the primary. I'm the primary spokesperson of Elkhart. So you go out, you speak on behalf of Elkhart, and then they say, "Congratulations! Bend over. We've got a fire hose we want to stick up there."
Jesus.
Yes. And that motherfucker, what's his name?
The One Eye.
Oh, those One Eye and Overlord Casper, those guys were laughing all the way to the bank. We made some good bank, good money on the Overlord shows that we did for the Phil Henry show, and that One Eye and that Casper, both of those guys, boy, those two guys are lousy with it. I think they are as dishonest as the day is long. I think they had their hand in my pants for years.
You're basically saying that you've been robbed.
Yes, I have been robbed. I was robbed by those two monkeys. I was robbed by that Gloria, I love you, and I know that our marriage will be fine. But that bitch.
You think your marriage is going to be fine after saying that, you know, she puts you out in the street?
She puts me out in the street. If I don't perform sexually for Gloria, she will tell me to get out. We could be on a train. She'll tell me to jump off the train.
Bullshit.
Really? You don't think so? We were on a train. We're on an overnighter to Phoenix. We were doing a lecternal in Tucson for the Allegorcan Society and for the Gorgon Society. They are the people, they are both of them enmeshed in Gargantua, which is the sort of an offshoot religion of Elkhart.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
I don't understand any of this.
Anyway. And she in the middle of the night, she said, "Hey, you, let's go." She pointed at me and pointed at it. So I got up. I was groggy. I wasn't able to get it up for about 30 seconds. And she said, "Walk to that door. And when it slows down," because we were slowing down at Eagle Junction. "When it slows down at Eagle Junction to pick up those Indians, I want you to jump off."
You're kidding.
No. So I went. I was barely able to get my shoes and underwear on.
And you jumped off the train.
I jumped off the train, then she had the guy stop it, and I got back on.
What?
Yeah. She let the conductor know. I don't know. They stopped at Eagle Junction. She said, "Now get off." I got off. I saw these Native people get on.
How do you know they were Native people?
Well, they appeared to be Native people. I don't know. I think one of them might have had a papoose. I don't know. One of them might have had moccasins or something. I don't know. And then I looked at her, and she goes, "All right, get back on, bitch."
We're talking here to Dr. Elvin Elcott.
My name is Dr. Ed Elcott. Okay?
Bunk! God damn.
I gotta get a drink.
Dr. Ted Elcott.
World famous Phil Hendry Show and the Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass. That's how you get access to all 60,000 hours of our great radio and digital content. You just go to philhendryshow.com, get a Backstage Pass, less than $10 for the month, less than $7 for a month if you get a Backstage Pass subscription for an entire year. 60,000 hours of our radio digital content, our video content, our home movies. We've got the pre-show. We have a post-show video log. We've got all kinds of podcasts from Bobby Dooley to Elcott the Next Step to the Milwaukee Lions and well, well, well beyond.
Yes, get a Backstage Pass now to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, a subscription to the greatest content online.
Yes, it's the greatest value online other than porn. All right, welcome back here, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll talk about that, bud.
Okay, you told me that you was okay with it.
And you said that Dr. Elcott was okay with it. I'm just saying, I heard a lot of stuff that was out of character.
That did not sound like a Dr. Ed Elcott that we know.
Hey. What do you want from me, you know?
Well, you got a very unique interview.
Yeah, I'd say you did too. Thank you. If that's a compliment, yes, I'll say thank you.
Anyway, let's go over here to Fraser. We actually are Bob's Meat. Bob's Meat. This is Bob Green is with us from Bob Green's Meats and Greens. And, you know, I wanted to call you Bob Green at Fraser Foods, Bob.
Yeah, I know, Phil, and a lot of people do that. People still identify me with the old brand, but no, it is Bob Green's Meats and Greens, but I'm over here at our specialty shop, Bob's Meat.
And I understand that you have jokingly renamed the Gulf of Mexico?
Well, jokingly. It looks to me like everybody's renaming the Gulf of Mexico. You know, it's the Gulf of America. It's the Gulf of this. So for this weekend only, we're going to have half off on our cutlets, half off on our delicious marinated tri-tip, as we do the Gulf of Bob's Meat specials. So come on in and ask for the Gulf of Bob's Meat. And basically what we want you to say is if when you walk up to the meat cutting counter, say, "I want to jump into the Gulf of Bob's Meat." And we want you to say it that way, and you'll get 50% off.
All right, you have people saying this. Is this primarily women?
No, oh my God. Why would you say that?
Why do you say that, Margaret? Well, because most of the people that go into a grocery store and are shopping for the family, I guess I shouldn't say most of them are women, but I'd say shopping for the family, yes, there are men.
We're not looking, if you think we're looking to humiliate, you know, okay, if a woman walks up and says, "I want to jump into the Gulf of Bob's Meat," I suppose if you have that kind of a mind, you know, good luck to you.
I don't have any kind of a mind, Bob, but I know that you have been... You've had your run-ins before. All right, Bob, I mean, we know that you know, with the whole, can I show you where the corn is?
Oh, my God. Are you people ever going to let me live that down?
Bob, all we're trying to say is we want your business to get off to a good start. We know you left Fraser Foods. We know Bob Green's Meats and Greens is doing well. Bob's Meat, which, of course, Ted Bell has had taken grave exception to.
Ted Bell, if he wants to interrupt his deal with me, and he doesn't want to take a load of my meat, then he doesn't have to.
That's the whole thing that he's obviously upset about, but I suppose he could go over to Flanagan, right?
He could go to Flanagan. He could get... Ted Green...
Ted Bell!
Yeah, Ted Bell can get his meat from anyone. He can take his meat from anyone. Right now, he's taking my meat. Yeah?
Yeah, and you know, you really delight in humiliating him like that.
No, I don't. He's just a big mouth and thinks he's... I can tell you, Phil, it's a long story.
All right, so this weekend it's going to be the Gulf of Bob's Meat.
Yeah, and one of the things I want to emphasize here, Phil, is I had said on one of the previous broadcasts that we're doing the Gulf of Bob's Meat, but we're talking... The big overall is Bob's back in town, and we want people to know that Bob Green is back in town, that Fraser Foods is a thing of the past. Bob's Meats and Greens is where you go and get the well-rounded meal for the family. Bob's Meat, we want to make sure that you've got Bob's Meat right there in your face, and we don't mean anything dirty. and we don't mean anything dirty by it.
No, that's the big thing. Ted Bell said the same thing about we want to put our meat in your mouth. Now you're saying you got Bob Green's meat in your face, and you don't mean anything dirty by it.
No, ma'am, I do not. And I you know, Phil, this is... I can't do business if I got people that are looking at the double entendre there.
Okay, but we've been listening to this for years from Ted Bell and now from you. You got an advertising slogan that says, come on, jump into Bob, the Gulf of Bob's meat, and you've got Bob's meat in your face. You must know that people are going to read this a certain way, just as they did with Ted Bell. We accept Ted at his word that he doesn't mean anything crude by it. He originated that phrase, but you've heard the problems he's had. Why would you invite them yourself?
Not inviting anything, Phil. I've got a store that I got to get off the ground, okay? The primary thing that I want to let everybody know is Bob's back in town. This was the the logo that we used. And what do you want?
The lady over here said she wants to jump in Bob's meat.
Well, all right, go ahead and give it to her.
What was that?
It was by one of my meat cutters, Jerry. She didn't say I want to jump in the Gulf of Bob's meat. She just wants to jump in Bob's meat. Hi, how you doing? We'll go ahead and take that.
So she gets half off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say no to that. She wants to jump in my meat. I mean, not me, but, you know.
Let's get back to what you're talking about. So the original advertising.
Oh, well, okay, sir.
You know, Bob, this is a paid segment.
All right, okay, so anyway, yeah, when we used to do Bob Green's in town, or we did the Bob Green Confidential, we'd say, Bob Green's back in town. I'm in town. Okay, Phil?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's what I mean. So that Bob's meat, I'm in town. Here I am. I'm stepping out from an alleyway, and I'm standing there in the middle of the street. Bob Green. Yeah. Okay?
Well, what do you want me to do with that information?
Are you talking about, like, you know, Bob Green wears chaps and he's striding into town?
Yes. But we're not allowed to use, we couldn't use the Clint Eastwood music. So when we say, welcome to the Gulf, 1, 2, 3, 4 of Bob's meat, I step out of an alley into the street, staring right at the consumer, and I'm saying, you want my meat? Say it. Say you want my meat. And then the housewives are supposed to say, yes, I do.
What do you mean the housewives?
I mean, just the regular consumers. We leave a pause there. You want my meat? Say you want my meat. Then we leave a pause there, and I'll say, you got it. You got Bob's meat at Bob's meat. And then I start striding toward the camera.
Is this a TV commercial?
No, Phil, it's a radio... Of course it is, for Christ's sake.
Okay, Bob, watch the language if you don't mind.
Phil, this has been a very, very long day for me.
All right, so this is a new TV commercial coming out. Bob's back in town.
Bob's back in town. Yeah, right there. Bob's back in town. And you'll hear the clink of the spurs as I step sideways out of the alley. And I'm looking down the street. And I'm saying, you want Bob's meat? And then there's a pause, and everyone's supposed to say, yeah... I say, Bob's Meat's coming at you. And then I start walking toward the camera. And then this week at Bob's Meat, we have specials on cutlets. There's a voice over there. That's why I was hoping you'd do it, but...
I don't know, Bob.
Oh, I see. It doesn't pay enough?
That's not what it's about at all. I don't know that I want to be associated with...
Oh, my God.
God, Mr. Henry.
Phil, that really puts the man down.
Oh, my God. How long have I been on your show, Phil?
All right, I didn't mean to put it that way. I have to be careful what kind of jobs I take, that's all.
Boy, oh boy.
Hey, look, Bob, if you got a guy doing a voiceover in a commercial where you're walking down the street saying, you want Bob's meat, you got it. You understand, right?
No, I don't understand.
The double entendre there is on purpose. You're copying Ted Bell with, we want to put our meat in your mouth. I get what you're doing. It's fine. The whole commercial, you stepping sideways out of an alley, what is that? Is that out of Clint Eastwood?
No, that's not out of Clint. That's Bob Green. That's me. I'm Bob Green. I step sideways. You've heard Ted Bell say, I'm Ted Bell. Well, I'm Bob Green. I hear a guy say, hey, I'm Ted Bell. I go, yeah, what about it? I don't care. Because guess what? I'm Bob Green. Yeah. Now. And I step sideways out of an alley. I'm looking down the street. I'm wearing chaps. The fact I got to keep repeating this.
All right, Bob, I get it. I understand. I wish you luck.
Oh, wait a minute. What?
The lady said she'd like the cutlets.
So give her the cutlets.
Okay, but she said she wants to jump in Bob's meat.
I heard that the first time.
Okay.
So we've got a big crowd here, Phil, as you can tell. And
what is that woman's problem?
She didn't say I want to jump into the Gulf of Bob's meat. I want to jump in Bob's meat. Now she's what? Tony?
She's demanding quite a... She wants the cutlets, and she wants the small medallion-sized beef tenders and the cutlet.
Yeah, okay. What do you mean, what about it? Just go... So,
all right, Bob. Well, the best of luck. We're very happy to be with you here today, talking to you about Bob's meat. You understand that this kind of banter, we've been through it before with Ted. I wish you the best.
What does this mean? You're not going to put me on the air anymore?
Of course we are, man. But you haven't been with us for a while.
We've been busy. We've been rebranding. Oh, boy. This guy, he doesn't get it at all.
All right. Well, now that you've been rebranded, come on back. We're happy to talk to you. But I got to tell you something, man. You really got to be careful with that double entendre, because it got Ted Bell in trouble. It's going to get you in trouble. But more importantly, it's going to get me in trouble.
Oh, who gives a...
Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
I'm Bud Dickman, and I thank you for listening to my interview with Dr. Elman.
Dr. Elcott.
Dr. Elcott.
Wait a minute. Here, is that him? Dr. Elcott.
You know something, Phil? I thought you were my friend, but to allow that monkey to put on the air...
My understanding is you gave him your approval.
I gave him my approval, but I didn't...
Had you been drinking...
Who's that?
You know full well it's Margaret.
Had I been what?
Had you been drinking...
Forget it.
That's a yes.